With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Iran talks on Saturday. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Iran wants to talk in person, so President Trump is dispatching Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to do just that.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days. Again, the president has made the decision to send Steve and Jared to hear the Iranians out.
Levitt says the White House hopes the talks will move the ball forward to a deal. She says Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the president's national security team will fly to Pakistan if necessary. The Pentagon is on the lookout for any new Iranian mine laying in the Strait of Hormuz. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the laying of new mines would violate the ceasefire with the U.S. and that the military is prepared to deal with any Iranian ships that lay more mines. At a Pentagon briefing, he said the U.S. is confident it can clear any mines it identifies. Hegseth also said the U.S. blockade of Iranian shipping will continue as long as it takes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say a volunteer firefighter has died battling a wildfire in Florida, while two large fires in Georgia have destroyed more than 120 homes. The sheriff's office in Nassau County, Florida, said Friday that volunteer firefighter James Kevin Cruz died Thursday after suffering an unspecified medical emergency while suppressing a brush fire. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 79 points. The Nasdaq rose 398. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is branching out.
It's no secret that the nation's largest abortion business has been getting into the gender transition game in recent years, but a report from Concerned Women for America indicates that in 2025, Planned Parenthood sold 40% more doses of puberty-blocking hormones than the year before. CWA President Penny Nance says, quote, "Given these revelations, the federal government must stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood." Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney Alan Dershowitz is quitting the Democratic Party. The lifelong Democrat tells the Wall Street Journal that anti-Semites are taking control of the institution and he'll register as a Republican. Dershowitz says there's no denying that the hard-left anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party has moved from the fringe to the mainstream. Republicans have their own anti-Semitic fringe, but for now it remains a fringe. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The administration is sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. The move is part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports, a key revenue source. In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers. Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirmed on Thursday it plans to cut about 10% of its workforce. It's all part of an effort to invest in other parts of its business and for efficiency. The Trump administration said it would extend the waiver on a more than century-old act known as the Jones Act for another 90 days as the war in Iran continues to upend energy markets and supply chains worldwide. The Jones Act requires that goods hauled between U.S. ports be moved only on U.S.-flagged vessels. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was down 79 points. The Nasdaq today gained 398. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.